Well, hello everyone, and welcome to episode number 241 of the Big Mouth Small Words podcast. I'm your host as always, Patrick Kearns. Welcome to this wonderful Monday morning. I have a lot of great things to announce. Obviously, as I said last week, Back to Another Time, it came out. It was fantastic. Things are going well. I absolutely love it. I got a lot of great feedback from the last episode. Not one person had any negative feedback, which it brings me immense joy. Like, I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop. It never did. That's fantastic. A lot of you were able to relate to needing more rest and different types of rest that I brought up and all that. And I loved it. So thank you for the feedback. Thank you very much for hitting up, you know, me and supporting the podcast. And thank you for getting us to 17,000 streams. We just hit 17,000. So thank you very much. I appreciate all y'all. I'm going to keep this momentum rolling, though, into this week. So instead of a rest, let's go the whole opposite end of the spectrum here, and let's get to work. I thought good and long about what I wanted today's topic for the podcast to be, and I kept it simple. By this point, anyone that listens to this podcast either wants to continue to build a healthy life for themselves or their partner, or they are in the process of starting to build the life that they always wanted. So today's topic is, how do we create the life that we want? For most of us, that's going to mean to make changes. And I would even venture to say for all of us, because it could be a plethora of reasons, you know, health, finances, personal development, self-care, your career. There's always something that can be improved. But you first have to understand that that is true. The first step is realizing what it is that you have to improve. You can walk around cocky, and that's fine. God knows, man, I walk down my entire neighborhood every single day. Everybody sees me 5 miles strutting down the street like I'm the best. So you can do that, but you cannot let that cloud the truth, because no matter how far along I get, no matter how far along anyone is, there is always something that you can improve on. And once you realize what you need to improve on, it's time to sink that in with your mind. No matter how motivated you are today, there is a version of you that put off getting better for a long time. So even if you're doing well right now, understand that that is still inside of you. There is still that thing inside of you where you can get comfortable. There is still that thing inside of you where you can stop. You could quit. Things could not go the right way. Understand that and move on to a better mindset. As I've said a million times on this podcast, the mindset is what sets the tone for everything in your life. Anything that you want to get, you can, but only if your mind is right. So what you think and what you believe is what you act on. So change your perspective to, you know, from now on, if anything negative happens, instead of being the victim, ask yourself what you can control and what you can change and go off of that. Always move with the change instead of reacting to it, because as we've said many times on this podcast, change is the only constant. Change is always going to happen. You're either going to move with it or you're going to have to react to it. And it's always better to be in control. So at this point, if you're listening to what I just said, you understand your past. You have the right mindset to get where you want to go. Now you need to create a vision. Basically, for me at least, what was going to be my purpose? Obviously, it was music. But what is it for you? What is your purpose? Because you need to have a big picture idea. That's my personal opinion. Just, you know, getting started and accomplishing short-term goals is great to start. But the problem with that is you can get stuck in that and you can never get what you truly want. So, you know, be happy with progress, but understand that it ain't about the short term. It's about the long game. You need a real vision that is driven by passion, because when you're passionate about what you want to do, you're not going to quit. If you fight for your dreams long enough, they're going to start fighting for you. So now once you have your vision clear in front of you, you have to work on your day-to-day. You have to be consistent, and daily practice is how you're going to make that happen. Do not negotiate with yourself. If you water your plants just a little bit every day, it's going to grow. It might take longer than you anticipated, but it's going to grow. And it's the same with all of us. You feed your body correctly, physically, and in your mind, you're going to grow into the person that is going to accomplish a lot of goals. A lot of goals. You got to read, expand your mind. You got to eat right, help your body. And with the next step, I'm going to go back to my analogy of the plant. Of course, it needs water. But what else helps a plant grow? It's the surrounding environment. If you only water the plant, it could take forever to go in the wrong place. But if you grow it in the right environment with the things that it needs, the nutrients that it needs, it's going to bloom fast. And it's the same thing with all of us. If you hang out with like-minded people that want more for themselves, for their family, you're going to continue to grow. Whereas if you hang out with people who are lazy, it's not going to take long to fall back into that trap. And as I said earlier, that part of you is still in there. I have that in me too. I know that. You know, I've been going on my walks every single day, 5 miles going, doesn't matter, just going to do it when it's raining, anything. I actually had a conversation with my neighbor where he was like, man, good for you. Like, I see you in the elements. I see you doing all this stuff. And I'm like, you think I'm strong for doing that? And he was like, yeah, I mean, good for you. Like, you're really strong that you can do that. And I'm like, dude, I'm actually doing it because I'm weak. And this is a huge misconception with a lot of things. I only do it every day because I know that if I don't do it one day, it gives me the option to fail. It's weird, but I promise you it's true. Like, if I didn't do it one day, I'm afraid that I might not wake up the next day. I use workouts as the same as breathing now. It's just non-negotiable. I just do it, and it's on the list, and I do it. And I have to look at it that way. So don't look at me and think, oh, man, this guy, he's got it all figured out. No, not really. I'm just doing what works for me. And I promise you, you can do it too. And I'll tell you this, even in all of these examples of things that I want you to do to better yourself, for me, like in terms of falling in a trap, I always had a great mindset from 13 years old, but nothing came back positive until I changed my environment. That was the missing key for me for sure. And lastly, to round out this list of things that have been helping us all change for the better, we got to avoid activities that could hinder our success. For me, I love to drink. I love having a Jack and Coke and letting loose at a concert or going out and doing stuff, having fun. I love that shit. But here's the problem, man. I realized that, you know, if I wanted to truly change, if I truly wanted to level up, I had to change that. And don't get me wrong, I still drink, but I don't do it during shows. Of course, there's going to be times where there's a special occasion, but if you see me at a show, you offer me a drink, I'm not taking it because I'm there for business. I now try to make it so that I have to earn it. Like, am I ever going to have cheat meals? Absolutely. I mean, don't get me wrong. Every day I'm trying to have 2 bison bowls and keep my macros and all that. But if I crushed it on a certain day, I'm going to get like a chicken sandwich. And I mean, is that like the worst thing you can have? No, but I'll have it with a Coke, like a can of Coke, or I will do that from time to time because if you earn it, you deserve it. If you're just doing that willy-nilly, I mean, that's a problem. It truly is. And you learn that kind of when you get to the point where you're just sick of your own bullshit. I mean, these days for me, like, the best way for me to explain it to you is, like, discipline is the key for me. Like, I used to lie to myself and act like everything was okay, and I believed that, but it wasn't. Like, I wasn't happy in my relationship, I wasn't happy in my health, and I wasn't happy in my overall progress. And anyone that sits there and says, like, they're happy being fat, no, you're not. You're not. Like, I'm not. I admit, you know, maybe to each his own, but everybody wants to be fit. You just got to do the things that make it so that you are. And it's hard to get there. So a lot of people just lie and they make excuses about, you know, they're not where they want to be because of their past or their story or this or that or their hurt. Dude, you have the internet. I watched a guy with one leg do a deadlift. I watched a blind man do a triathlon. There's too many things that I've seen of people overcoming things where I'm like, how can I justify being 6'2", 300 pounds, and I'm not like somewhat of a beast? Like, I got to figure this shit out. Like, I owe it to my family who raised me to like be something. Discipline showed me results because it showed me the truth. It made me confront the man in the mirror. And you can either make excuses or you can show results, but that's just a fact. And my bottom line is this: I can do anything as long as I think about it and I make an effort to not have it deter me from my goals. My goals are number one. I put them on the back burner for too long, and now they're at the forefront. To make dreams a reality, it's crucial to stay focused, and that's what I am every single day. To anyone that knows me, you want to link up on the Apple Watch, you're going to see it every day. You live in my neighborhood, you see it every day. I don't miss shows. I don't play games. If it's up to me, when I got to deal with someone else, when I have to depend on someone else, yeah, sometimes it won't happen, but it ain't because of me. I got a little fired up. But that's good. We're alive, man. We're going for it. And that's what matters. That's what I want for all of you, for anybody. You're in this life. You're lucky enough to be here. I hope that everything that I just said made sense, because sometimes I go off the rails. I go to a million different things. I had this whole idea of what I want to do. I don't know if I accomplished it, but I tried to give you my reasoning. I tried to give you my list of things that I would do in order to get to that next level, because these are the things that have helped me. And trust me, I've been over 300 pounds. I have been in a situation where my back was torn and I couldn't move for 5 months. I know what it feels like to lose your job. I know what it feels like to get divorced. I know what it feels like to lose in a lot of ways. And the only reason I'm okay with all of that loss is because that is how I learned how to win. That's what I want you guys to realize. If you've ever failed in your life, who gives a shit? Look at how you failed. Figure out what you did wrong, correct it, and I promise you, you're not going to do it again. Not if you truly try. So, have a good rest of your week. I'm going to end that there. And if you have time, go to Patrick Kearns Acoustic on Instagram. Check out Patrick Kearns on Spotify. Stream back to another time, any of the things. I really, truly appreciate y'all. And have a good rest of your week. Attack this week, baby. Love y'all.